Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another NBA DFS Today pod by Sports Ethos. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I'm going to be here by myself to discuss the Game 6 between the Boston Celtics at the Miami Heat. A big one, guys and girls out there. Absolute big one. Can't believe these Celtics and the fight that they've shown. We'll see if they can keep this up, but I'll be flying solo here, bringing you DFS insights from DraftKings and FanDuel. I'm going to try to cover both since it's a very short slate here. Obviously, just one game. I know the Celtics are favored in this one. Looks like they are 3-point favorites, I believe. 2.5-point favorites. Wait, did that shift ever since I last looked at it? Last time I looked at it was honestly maybe about half an hour ago. They were 3-point favorites. Now I'm seeing 2.5. So it looks like people are riding the opposite wave here. Maybe late money coming in on the Heat. I won't call it late money. Looks like it's been bouncing back and forth. Opened at 3 in favor of the Celtics. Bounced at 2.5, 3, 2.5 again. So it looks like it's probably bouncing around there. So it looks like it's pretty much settled at this point. We'll see how that goes as we get closer to the tip. Game total currently sitting at 210.5, started at 212. I think that's smart. People are kind of treating this like a Game 7, which I do think, you know, in many ways, this is the one with the Celtics needing to win in Miami to keep the series going. If it gets to Game 7, I would have to lean heavily Celtics, so we'll see how that goes. But let's talk DFS. Let's talk DraftKings first. Going with my kind of strategy I've been going with since the playoffs started, and that's getting a cheap guy in at the captain spot so I can fit some more of these stars in, because these are the guys that are really going to shine. I think you can go, obviously Gabe Vincent's the big question mark here. We don't know if he's going to play. He's still questionable with that ankle injury. Malcolm Brogdon also popped up as questionable with a forearm strain. And he's been dealing with some issues with that arm, so you know, something to watch there. I do think Brogdon plays. Gabe Vincent, I think, is truly questionable. So we'll see how that goes. Really would suck for the Heat because they really do need him out there to alleviate some of that scoring and some of that those point guard duties, shooting, all that. But I'm going to go with Grant Williams as my captain here on DraftKings. Only 4,800 to have him there in your captain spot. Dude's getting 30 minutes a game almost. 27 last game. I mean, the Heat didn't even reinsert their starters in the fourth quarter. They just kind of gave up in that last quarter there. So I think he could have top 30 in this one, honestly. Only got 4 shots in that one. So hoping for a little bit more volume there. But 1 of 4 from 3, all 3-pointers, as I mentioned, leaving him open at the 3-point line. So he's going to have to take those and hit those. 3 of 4 from the line, which was nice. Boosts his value a little bit there. 4 rebounds, 1 block, no assists. He had 2 assists in the previous 3 games. So we kind of saw a floor game there, 13.5. DK points. He's gotten more than that in the last 3 before that. And the game before, obviously, on the 23rd of May, 30.5 DK points. That's a ceiling, I think. And we're hoping, obviously, for a ceiling game here. But I think it's possible. I think it is possible. It's a bit, I mean, it's definitely a contrarian play. I really don't think a whole lot of people are going to have him as captain. I really don't think a lot, I don't think many at all. I think it'll probably be like less than 2%. Easily less than 2%. Probably less than 1%. So I'm playing large field GPP. I'm just putting this out there to see if it hits. But I'm hoping for that ceiling game, obviously. But what that's going to allow me to get, it's going to allow me to get Jason Tatum, Jimmy Butler, Jaylen Brown, and Caleb Martin. Can't fade Caleb Martin. Just can't do it. If you're doing that, I just think you're absolutely crazy. Not only is he playing well, but he's just getting so many opportunities. I mean, the game's just so open for him with the Celtics focused on other players. They're letting Caleb Martin score, and that's fine. He can go score. The one guy I'm adding in here that we haven't had on our radar really before, which I'm surprised is pricing here on DraftKings. On FanDuel, it's a little different. But Haywood Highsmith. Yeah. Haywood Highsmith of the Miami Heat. You know, a little bit, I think you've got to take a little bit of a grain of salt there with that last game. Obviously, like I said, blowout, fourth quarter, got some minutes, 36 minutes in that one, though. 6 of 9 from the field, 3 of 4 from three, shot the ball very well. 2 rebounds and assists, 2 steals, 15 points. I mean, I'm hoping for a similar line here. I think this is probably a ceiling game. I mean, obviously, the shooting there, it's got to regress. I would hope he adds a few more of the ancillary stats, the rebounds, assists, blocks, steals. 2 steals is nice, but, you know, hopefully he can mimic that. But hopefully he can grab, you know, 4 rebounds instead of 2. Hopefully he can dish, you know, 2 assists instead of 1, maybe 3. Maybe get a block and 2 steals. You know, hoping, I mean, it's his salary is 2,000, so you don't need a whole lot here. Hoping to get to that 20-ish range, 24.5 as he ended up with in the last game. Don't think it's unreasonable. I think we're obviously hoping that if we play him, that Gabe Vincent's not playing. If Gabe Vincent does play, I think you swap off of him. But Gabe Vincent's out. I mean, it seems like he picked up the majority of the minutes there. Probably not going to get 36. He'll probably end up somewhere like the 26-28 range, I would think. Without those blowout minutes, so. But I still think it's a very solid, with that pricing at least, very solid play. By the way, guys, if you don't already know, we are getting our NFL division here at Sports Ethos up and running. If you guys ever wanted to be a fantasy football contributor, reach out to me on Twitter at EthosKeith, at EthosKeith. We need you guys. We are getting our draft guide ready. I have so many cool tools, I just can't. Can I give you a little sugar? We got like an offensive line ranking system that I think is just going to be baller. So, pretty excited about that. Targets reports. Oh man, just so many things that I think we're going to do well. And you guys can be a part of that. You guys can help us develop this awesome material. So just reach out to me. Like to onboard you. If you know, look for our tweets here soon about the NFL Fantasy Pass. Just wanted to mention that. And go to sportsethos.com and get the DFS pass also. Of course. Anyways, moving on. Let's talk a little bit about FanDuel before we move on to Thrive. And I'll be honest, guys. I'll be thriving in real time. Real-time thriver here. Because I didn't actually look at those before I hopped on here. But all good. We will get that done. But I want to go ahead and talk about FanDuel here because I think, you know, it's a different game. Definitely a very different system. You don't have to pay more for your quote-unquote captain. Well, there's three almost cap. You have an MVP, star, and pro, obviously. 2x value, 1.5x value, 1.2x value. So, I think we treated it a little bit too much like it was a similar game earlier. And that's partly on me, because I'm just a crappy single-game showdown player. But I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I took some down earlier. Not didn't take about 5x by my money. Anyways. All right, so at the MVP spot, I am going to go Jason Tatum. I think a lot of people are going to go Jimmy Butler. I think a Jimmy Butler bounce back game is in the works. I think it's totally reasonable to think that. Obviously, didn't score well, wasn't shooting the ball well. I was getting the rim, but wasn't like finishing at the rim. So like he's getting the quality shots. It's just a matter of finishing, which just happens sometimes to NBA players. So as long as he can finish those shots, I mean, I think you know, Jimmy Butler's going to be fine. I got Tatum above him though. I think Boston has that killer edge right now. Tatum has that killer edge right now. I think he realizes this is a moment that will help define his career in the end. If the Celtics go on to come back from down 0-3, the first team to do that, and then go on to win a championship, I think it's got to be in their minds at some point, somewhere in there. So I got Tatum, I got Butler in my star spot. In my pro spot, I've got the one and only Caleb Martin. Already mentioned him. Grant Williams in my utility spot. I don't like here. So very similar to my roster on DK. But what I don't have, what I have here that I don't like so much is Haywood Highsmith, who I also have on DK, obviously. But he's 8,500 on FanDuel, so I think I got to play around with some more and see if I can get off of him, because I just don't like that price tag. That uses up all of my salary. But I feel like, I mean, Brogdon's 8,000. Maybe I just go down to Brogdon. You know, that's it. So again, Tatum, Butler, Caleb in those top spots, and then Grant Williams, and then to be determined. I've got Highsmith right now. But yeah. All right, moving on. Let's talk about Thrivers. Thrive Fantasy. Shout out Jamie McQuarrie, who uses that. How many points they get, he calls them Thrivers. I think that's kind of pretty funny. I'm taking a look at these numbers here in real time. Just going to try to see if there's something here that sticks out to me. I do think you can go, obviously, we have to keep our eye on Gabe Vincent news here, but Kyle Lowry over 12.5 points and assists. That's 115 Thrivers, as my guy says. And I think you can go with that. I think, you know, obviously not a great game in the last one, but, you know, no Gabe Vincent. They're going to have somebody step up in that role. And I think Lowry's got to be that guy. You know, whatever he's dealing with, injury-wise, whatever, he's got to be it. So I like Caleb Martin over 4.5 rebounds. That's 90 points in this game. I just think Caleb Martin's going to be such a key player for them. And if Gabe Vincent's out, he's even more important. So I like that one as well. So those are the other two. Those are the other two here that I like from Thrive. Just wanted to double check. So yeah, those are the two I like from Thrive. That's going to do it for us, guys. I am Keith Cork. You can follow me on Twitter at @ethoskeith. I've already mentioned that. But do follow the show, guys. Do leave us a review. We're going to be coming at you with the MLB DFS show tomorrow night for the Sunday slate. So make sure you tune in for that one. But until next time, guys, hey, go get that money.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.